League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined here by my co-host, who is Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, and by our very special guest, Sean Richards, who is from Not a Yes Man Economics. How are you today, Sean?
Good, thank you.
Right, I've got to laugh. It's not even laughable, actually. It's painful. The IMF, I mean, what are they doing? I mean, going from Brexit fears and horror stories to the UK's the best economy in the major economy space, and it's all, I mean, what do they do? How do they work these things out?
Well, they've been a shambles for quite some time in trying to forecast anything. I mean, just look at Greece. I know it's someone earlier putting out they were forecasting growth in Greece. Well, they've been doing that for the past 6 years and it's not happened yet. In fact, in many cases, it's got a lot worse. So there's a big problem with that.
Why do they bother?
Well, because these places love to do that, and then all sorts of numbers flow on it for governments projecting things and things like that. The problem is, it's the old computer thing, isn't it? Garbage in, garbage out. If the thing's useless in the first place, all the numbers that come from it, in fact, in many cases are worse, of course, because they're derivatives of it.
So something I noticed was quite interesting, for me at least, was they're talking about global growth, and global growth being, I don't know, 3.2% or whatever. But I noticed that within that, they massively reweighted emerging markets. So, you know, now on a purchasing power parity basis, China apparently as an economy is 20% bigger than that of the US. After supposedly we've gone from a situation where the currency was overvalued to now everybody's saying it's undervalued to being overvalued. I'm just working out how that they can possibly justify that. It just seems that we're giving a higher weighting to a bunch of economies which, surprise, surprise, just happen to be growing faster in order to prop that global number above 3%, because God forbid we can ever print a number lower.
I think you're in the right territory. I think that the answer's predetermined and it's how they get there. And then the problem they had is with the downgrades that have happened in the US, not only with what's happened so far this year, but third quarter, if you look at the Atlanta Fed now cast, was 3% and it's been dropping since. So they have a problem with that. So they've, probably pretty much filled the gaps.
Really, isn't it?
Well, let's look at India. If they really thought growth was charging ahead, they wouldn't have cut interest rates yesterday, would they? So let's, you know, look at what people actually do rather than what they say.
Right. As far as this week's specific news, we had a little bit of an ECB taper tantrum going on yesterday. Isn't that jumping the gun a bit for the markets, or are they wobbling for some other reason?
I think that's way ahead. I think this is part of the ECB strategy, and I use the word strategy advisedly. Be careful here. If you looked at the last press conference, Mario Draghi, in my opinion, was hinting at this sort of thing. And this is almost insane, but this is their position. Whilst the official policy is to get bond yields lower, I think they've now decided they're too low and they'd like them to back up a bit so they can get them higher and then take them lower again. This is the insane world of central banking now. Like the US Federal Reserve wants to raise interest rates so it can cut them, which you just think, well, hey. But anyway, the ECB is like that. And I think this taper leak, which sort of emerged yesterday afternoon, is another section of that. The yields were plummeting again. I think last time I was here, I mentioned that Finland had gone negative in its bond yield, and there are all sorts of other issues. I mean, even the Italians are issuing 50-year debt, aren't they? And people are having that at less than 3%. So they want to back it back up.
Yeah, but to what extent is any of this actually news, in a sense? Because, you know, was anybody ever thinking that as and when, or maybe if, these QE programs of the ECB ever terminate, that you just go from 80 billion a month to zero? That was never going to happen. I mean, the Fed tapered over a period of, 10 months or so. It would be the same sort of situation with the ECB. What this article seems to be doing is extrapolating we haven't had a conversation about extending the existing program beyond March next year to, that means they're probably going to end it in March next year to, how are they going to exit post-March? So it seems like they're going, it's two stages, and you're going, well, based on what?
I think it's all the wrong way around, too. The clear implication of the committees that were set up to discuss this was how the ECB could do more, not less. So there's a bit of a difference there. Most people understand, might not follow monetary policy, they know the difference between more and less. And the problem is the issue of what it can buy out of Germany, because it's running out of road with yields there. Another reason for trying to back them up so it can buy some more German bonds. But the thing, if you look at the IMF forecast, and I know they're a joke, but just for an example, 2015, 2016, 2017 goes 2%, 1.7, 1.5. Now, whilst the overall thing's a joke, there's a reason for that. Yeah. It'd love to be bullish on the euro area because it's doing everything it likes. It's involved in it itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, even it can't manage it. That speaks for itself. So why would you do less?
To what extent is all of this any evidence of central banks basically pushing back? You know, because we know that ECB, for instance, earlier on this year set up a task force on economic reform. I think it's due to report before the end of the year. And they're saying, oh, well, we're not telling governments what to do, but here are some suggestions, which we're going to make public, and we're probably going to be talking about them on and on and on into 2017 and beyond. You know, is perhaps the reason that the ECB is allowing this sort of thing to come out? I mean, one must assume there's a tacit agreement to let Bloomberg, etc., print these sort of things. Is they're saying, well, you know, government, etc., Germany in particular, you know, you can't just assume we're going to be here picking up all the crap, basically, that you're not dealing with collectively. At some point in time, governments have to re-engage in the whole policy debate. Is that maybe what's going on there
as well? But you see, the trouble is, they've been saying this for as long as I've been following it.
Yeah.
Every month, well, it's not monthly now, they switched to 8 times a year, but every press conference when it comes out, that bit is inked in Mario Draghi's speech, in the same way that Wayne Rooney's inked into the England football team. It's just always there. Always there. Everyone's always going to do something about it. And then next time, well, look at the England football team. Let's switch to that. New manager announces Wayne Rooney's captain. It's like that. Well, for all the supposed change, it then turns out to be exactly the same.
We're talking about Wayne Rooney. It's probably time to finish. But on that note, Sean Richards from Yes Man Economics, thanks for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.